Everybody, welcome to YKS Premium. Mike and JF hanging back in the, you know what, the cut. Mike,
you're not gonna play the voicemail?
Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
Were you? Be honest. Were you fucking with me, or did you really think that?
Nah.
Because you told me before we got started that you said your cognition might be somewhat compromised during the recording of this episode. Is what you told me.
Yeah. Took a bunch of mushrooms before this episode, so
okay.
Gonna be crazy.
You also had a few things to say. I thought that was interesting. You had a couple of breaking news items we were talking about just before we got started. If you wanted, I thought you could go over those really quick. It was one news item. It was one sort of opinion you had.
Yes, I had a couple. I had one news item and one opinion to share right off the top.
Please.
Let me pull up my.
Get the latest.
Pull up the headlines here. Looks like Memphis Grizzlies' John Morant was just spotted with another gun. Mm-hmm. Hey, John Morant, save it for the free throw line. Save the shooting for the free throw line.
Huh? Yeah, because I was going to say save what for the free throw, but you did catch it. Save shooting. Yes, save the shooting for the free throw.
That's one thing I have here.
Line. That is interesting. That's something hopefully we'll get into a little bit later, whether or not he will be saving it for the free throw line or really the top of the key, which is one of his go-to spots.
Or the post.
I mean, certainly paint scoring is off the charts for him. I've heard of shooting paint cans, but you know what? I'm going to leave it to you. It's your thing. It's your news. I don't want to.
I'm kind of the sports one of here.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the sports one of here.
Yeah. But no, you're right. But
let me
you
do
also
my thing.
You also had something from the news desk.
That's right, JF. The Memphis Grizzlies are in trouble.
Yes.
Dude. They are friggin' struggling, and
yes.
you don't have to look any more further than Dylan Brooks, the player from their team. He's also in some hot water.
Yes.
He was recently kicked off of an American Airlines flight, JF.
I did not see this. We just recently flew American, so that's interesting to hear.
I didn't have any problem at all.
No, I was fine. Yeah, I was fine.
He was recently kicked off an American Airlines flight for getting into a scuffle. Apparently, he tried to grab another passenger's peanuts. Dylan Brooks.
And what's notable there is that I don't believe that peanuts are served any longer on domestic flights.
Because of allergies, yeah.
Due to allergies.
Sad.
Well, was there any thought given to the idea that perhaps the passenger had brought their own peanuts and Dylan was reaching for the peanuts to try to get them off the plane because he or another passenger was allergic to the peanuts?
Yeah. He was looking out for everybody, actually.
Doing the team apologist thing, but about a joke. No, I think actually, if you go and look back at it, if you look at the replay, he was swiping the peanuts away from a child who was breathing. boy. Anything else from the, you're on a bit of a hot streak here. From the NBA at large this week, anything else you want to talk about as far as, there's a lot of things happening. Doc Rivers fired as coach of the 76ers. Of course, Giannis and Embiid both making waves for sort of their answers to questions about, you know, is it failure if you don't win the title every year when you're expected to, or you're such a great player or whatever, MVP caliber player. Let's see, the NBA lottery, of course, just happened this past week. I don't know if you had anything on those topics.
I mean, congrats to the Spurs who got the top pick. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, all I had on it.
Okay, that is funny. That is funny.
Nah, you were ranting earlier about the John Morant video.
Okay.
You were sweating, sweat faced.
Sure.
We had to break because you were a little shiny.
That's a good explanation for why I'm not shiny and worked up now, is that we took a break in between my rant and pressing record. That's world building, what you just did. Actually, speaking of pressing record, Dan, I've been hearing, I want to take you to task on this. I've been hearing lately, watching his face fall in that moment was so much fun for me as sort of like an abusive boss. Dan, I've been hearing.
How you see yourself? It's not good.
I kind of see myself as the one in charge and loving it. I, Dan, I've been hearing on the ads for Blocked Party this week, John Cullen, a very weary John Cullen recording the ad at, he claims, 1 a.m. John Cullen time, saying, we forgot to hit record, or we hit record twice on the ads, and therefore I'm up late recording those. Can you give me a little insight into what, I don't know if anyone else cares, I just want to know what happened with that.
He double punched it.
He double punched, now why weren't you punching it?
I was not there.
What's that mean, double punch?
Talking press about. Record twice instead of once to start recording it.
Oh my god.
But he knows you only push it one time.
Yeah, well sometimes your finger slips and you hit it twice.
So he was just amped up and like hit it. He had just recently had a full sugar soda and it was a little bit. He was a little bit amped up.
Well, that's our assumption because there was one recording that was like 3 seconds long.
Oh wow! So. Was that not your sex tape that he accidentally put on the?
He recorded your audio sex tape.
Was it your audio sex tape that he was recording and putting on the?
Now what is an audio sex tape?
I don't know. Yeah.
I've not heard it. All I've heard is John Cullen's ad for AG1. I've not heard your audio sex tape.
No, I'm never having sex again, JF.
It's messy, right?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Ew.
Oh, get a towel. Let's go get a towel. Let's have
that
sex.
That gives me the ick.
Yeah. That is. I don't want to yuck anybody else's yum. But if you're having sex still in 2023, I don't even know. With COVID, you're having sex.
Hmm.
Really, really proud
and
of you.
Not wiping down your partner's genitals.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. Oh, yeah. Whatever. You know, just jerk off like the rest of us. Anyways, Dan, don't forget to hit record just a single time for this episode. Here's we get started here in the next couple of minutes. Just hit record one time.
Okay.
Okay. Making sure he is still there. Sounds like this episode's going to go swimmingly. Dan, cut out that 15-second pause, that Elon Musk-esque 15-second pause.
I didn't watch that.
Didn't watch it either.
I saw people...
Don't compare me to him.
...replying.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what he does. Okay?
You don't care?
Not for me.
You don't care. You don't care a little bit, even?
I will care when he gets... and I'll care. Then I'll pay attention. All right, Dan, just do something with that. All right.
You can say that.
Okay.
No, he can't.
I'm good? I'm clear to say that?
No, that's not clear. You're not clear for saying that.
I looked it up. It's fine.
I think I agree with you that I am...
But you agree?
I agree with everything you said. I agree with everything you said that's audible on the recording of this podcast. It is tiresome. Everything is tiresome, though. Like, everything exhausts the energy from my body. You know what I mean? Yeah, Hearing about stuff over and over again. Another day, and I just feel it all. It looked like Dan's face when I said recording and then implied that he fucked up, and then his face just fell. That's
like,
me every
all
day.
All the color drained from it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time my wife says, don't forget you have to, and then I just go, and I just power down, like Wally when he runs out of dirt to eat on Earth or whatever that movie's about. You know what I'm talking about?
Didn't see it.
Yeah. What the fuck? You haven't seen Wally?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like movies where good stuff happens in it or people are happy or anything like that.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's pretty sad, right?
It's sad. I honestly think maybe I'm wrong about this. Other people, either people who have kids who have seen the movie,
you haven't seen it either. You're saying,
or I've seen the movie. If you're a child haver and you've seen the film, or if again you're sort of a John Cullen type where it's the one film you have seen in the last 10 years, or you were maybe a kid when it came out, and you've now grown up and are listening to the show now as an adult, but were a kid when it came out. Either way, remind or tell me what you think. I think the lingering depiction from that film is not like you know, the environment of the Earth decomposing and decaying and people having to flee, or even like the AI robotic romance. I honestly think it's the big fat people in the TV chairs. Like, that's the thing that I think people remember from the movie the most. Like, if anyone's making a reference to Wall-E, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm freaking living in Wall-E. And it's like the guys in the chairs, like, zooming around, like, Jetson style, and they're just, like, the TV's, like, right in front of their face.
How baller would that be?
Hey, what's going on? And then like taking the food tube out of their mouth, like, hey, how's it going? And they're like shooting around the spaceship. Yeah.
Food tubes, food in pill form, huge in the future. Idiocracy had the tube also. I mean, not a bad idea, right? Just a tube hanging anywhere. Like a gerbil, you can just sup on it if you want, or something like that.
Just being like a Krang guy. Is that the guy's name? Krang or Kang? Which one is it?
Krang.
Krang?
Krang is the guy, from Dimension X. That guy. Yeah.
Or maybe I'm thinking more MODOK.
Actually a cool dude.
Krang is cool, or the guy Krang lives inside?
Krang is cool, man.
Krang like waking up to
I don't like the android body.
Krang waking up to a note on his face from the android saying rent is going up $275 a month this next year. What the fuck? Rent in the belly of this guy is going up. But just zooming around one of these chairs and just like, back to your like, I don't know. I don't like the feeling of like limpness that it kind of.
They need to make a chair where you can. It's electric and you can. Just move a little joystick and you can move from your computer chair, and the toilet has like a docking station where you go up on like a Roomba. It's like a docking station for the chair. It goes up on it and you can just shit and then come off of the docking station and like,
yeah, there's a milking station as well. You can go to, you can get milked. That's not bad, right?
That would be cool.
Would you go get milked if that were okay?
We should do it for a YK escapade, I think.
Would you go get milked at a milking? What do they call them?
Oh yeah,
okay. Like a milking table. Do you have to go? What is the situation if you want to go get? In all seriousness, what is the situation if you want to go get milked?
I think you have to.
Do you have to be in one of those like Thomas Middleditch like sex clubs?
I think so. Yeah.
You have to like one of those things. You have to wear like a cape.
Did we get something in the email?
You have to be like, I'm here to be milked, and you have to go and like whisk your cape in, and then you're allowed. You go downstairs. There's all the tables set up, and somebody's recording a podcast in the corner. Actually, we should be the milking podcast.
We could do that. Why the fuck not?
There's an opportunity to be a podcast that's about milking. Getting milk, and it's called utterly milktastic. Utterly milktastic.
Take another swing at the name if you want.
No, I think that's it. I think we got it.
Trying to find somebody sent us a thing about there's a Nashville Swingers Club, and I don't remember who sent it, but I don't remember fucking where the video is.
I'm thinking
totally
maybe
useless me telling you about it, but.
No, it's not useless at all, because it reminds me of something I've been actually meaning to do. I've been thinking about maybe sort of bullying my wife into joining me in the underground swingers lifestyle. And then going crazy and killing one of the guys she ends up hanging out with.
That's cool.
And then having the whole city blame it on an unnamed homeless man. I thought maybe that would be sort of a I thought maybe that would be something.
I love that.
I thought maybe that would be something I would start. What the fuck? Did you read about that?
I didn't read about it. I saw some headlines and stuff. And it's like
sorry. That's what I meant.
It's another one of those things where it's like, it's so obnoxious to be, you know, to see like the tech guys going like, oh, this is outrageous. This city's a goddamn war zone or whatever. It's like, you're the tech guys who basically run the city. So why don't you just ideate on it and fucking, why don't you figure out a solution with your big IT, you know, VC brain or whatever you have there, instead of complaining about it all day on Twitter. I mean, it's all like, you know, it's all fake or whatever anyway. And I'm just,
I know.
It's so annoying.
Just, the world is fake. So let's get in the chair and zoom around and go to the milking table.
Nothing,
you know what
matters.
I mean? It's fucking it is, yeah, it's fine. Those guys can't even figure out how to make you go to work. They can't even get to that part. You're gonna fix the whole city. You can't figure out how to make your employees take the bus to the office.
You I mean, Uber's never made a profit. Like, none of these companies ever made a profit. You guys are like bitching about like homelessness and stuff like that. It's just so nasty and so fake. I mean, it's just It's fake.
Right. Yeah.
That's what's so annoying about it. It's like, you don't even mean it when you say it.
I know. It is.
There's
it
no
is
name for that. It's just like, you're just the, it's a weird fucking like time we're in now where people just like say stuff and I don't know. It's so weird. The it fake is... news era, I'm dubbing it.
In a way, I would say it's unfortunate that virtue signaling was coined in the way that it was coined. I mean, basically in the same way, like you joke, but fake news being coined in the way that it was coined too and being ruined. It was like 5 years too early. But like those, I think those terms are real and do have value and like can explain concepts and phenomena in our world. But they have been fucked up and shitted out. So like it's over. It doesn't matter anymore.
I was thinking earlier about like the whole hustle grind set stuff that's happening now. It's like, what's next after that? After people realize, you know, that's a dead end or whatever the fuck, or that's like a non-starter. What's after that? You know, is it got like
Web 3 probably
so weird when the AI bubble bursts or whatever, like what's next?
I don't know. I mean, I guess even when crypto was at its peak, AI was still like burbling in the background. Like it had been conceived, of course, for decades. It had been conceived of as like a potentiality. But like as far as the next grift, I don't know what the... Is there something right now that's sort of on the precipice of becoming talked about? Is there something that Anderson Horowitz is like going to invest in 6 months that will be the next thing after?
That guy's blocked. Oh, no, it's Mark Andreessen. The guy with the egg head. He blocked me. Why?
Yeah, that's his thing.
I'm so nice.
Is it Andreessen Horowitz? Because that's his name.
Yeah, I think it's a...
I feel like I'm getting
Mark
Mandela
Andreessen
effect.
And Tony Horowitz.
Probably Tony.
I don't know the other guy.
No, it's probably Tony. The billionaire hedge fund guy is probably Tony, I think, yeah.
Tony! Hey! Ben Horowitz.
Hey, I got this thing I want to show you. Tony! Need 10 bill. I don't know I'm not sure what the next thing is.
Whatever it is, we got to get on the ground.
We need to fucking know about it. We need to know about it. If
you're,
we're not plugged
in. If you're listening
to
this and you fucking get wind of what's next or whatever, what the next big scam is, please do your boys a favor.
Yeah. You're still smarting over the PPP loan, not getting that. So if there's another... If there's another world-changing catastrophe that we can somehow make $10,000 off of, I mean, we'd
love
to know.
It's so annoying that, you know, all these rich guys are doing, like, tax tricks and stuff like that, and our stupid asses are, like, fucking doing everything, like, how we're supposed to.
Here you go, sir.
We're fucking, and they're getting away with it.
What's so crazy, what's so ironic about it is they actually like all the stuff the government does with the money, and we hate it, and we're paying for more of it. How annoying is that? You go out to dinner, and you get less food. You guys split the bill down the middle, but you hated everything, right? And the guy you're with loved it all, and you pay the same amount of money, and you go, great, this was fun. I have to go to McDonald's after this. You had the best meal of your life. You had, like, snails and shit, and you loved it, and I'm sitting over here going, like, picking at the salad. That's what the fuck, that's what's going on with taxes. We don't like any of that shit. You like all that shit going up Elon Musk's nose? You like all that? You like all your tax money going to that fucking guy? Military contracts and shit? Like, let's blow up some more shit. And I'm just like, they tapped out of the JF fund on April 16th. They blew through every dollar I fucking gave them.
Your tax dollars have gone to create a program that grants $6,000 to someone. Like, it's all shit like that. Like,
it's trash. It's trash. It's fucked.
It's like a... We're going like libertarian mode. It's all a scam.
That's what it is.
You need to get out in a shack in the woods.
Here's all you need. This is all you need to do to keep me
from
going.
Start making bombs.
To keep us from going libertarian mode, here's what you have to do. Put a sidewalk somewhere and let's start there.
Yeah.
Let's go from there. Did you see like two years ago? I mean, this is fucking bleak. Did you see like 2 years ago, the county food bank closed? Well, there's just not enough money to keep the food bank open. Can we start there?
I didn't see that.
If we're going to fucking talk about, I'm the government. Oh, guys, we got to do the taxes again. We got to put them up again. All right.
Simply have to pay for this new stadium. We don't know where this money is going to come from. You guys need to help us out. Seriously. why don't you go hit up Kid Rock? Why don't you go hit up Big and Rich?
There is a fucking pothole the size of a swimming pool every 300 feet on I-65. Can you fill that in?
Nasty, bro.
Could you put some rocks
absolutely
in that?
No public transportation.
It's totally fucked up. It's totally fucked up. The day after a massive shooting, Bill Lee walks in and goes, "All right, guys, don't worry.
No more school lunches. Fuck these little kids. No more school lunches. Fuck you."
Insane. It was so crazy the way that school lunches and breakfasts were totally free, and then they weren't. Yeah.
They actually found out that it was ruining, it was tanking the entire economy.
So oh, that's
they
right.
To, they had to cut it. Like, how much of a failed fucking state do you have to be where, like, we can't feed kids?
Yeah, I know.
People, it's so funny. Like, people make fun of it all the time, but it is really funny that people, like, object to, like, feeding kids at school.
Don't feed my kid.
It's so fucking
you better
funny.
Not feed my
I don't
kid.
Want,
you...
I don't want my money going towards feeding my neighbor's kid. That's a yeah. bridge too far. Like, what are
you my kid's
about?
Already graduated. I'm not feeding that little kid. You better not. This is what schools are like, by the way, in Tennessee, Texas, Florida, the rest coming soon to a state near you, by the way. Here's what it's like in schools here. You better not give my kid a book. You better not give them food. You better not talk to them. And you better not let them do any activities. And if I find out that you have, I'm coming to the school and I'm arresting you with a zip tie.
Zip ties.
I'm zip tying your ass.
Where was that at? Was that here?
No, that one was actually Oregon. So this is what I'm fucking saying. It's everywhere. But that's what it is. No, we have like the Moms for Liberty
Arizona.
Taking books out of school. What?
Arizona.
I swear. No, the thing I saw was in Washington. The one I saw. There's no way that's happened more than once where a psycho parent broke into a school. There's no way.
Men charged after allegedly threatening principal with zip ties over mask mandate. Three men who threatened a school principal with zip ties after one of their sons was told to wear a mask have been charged.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny, man. Just every psycho out there.
Absolutely insane, too. Absolutely insane, terrible world we live in. Let's talk about it a little bit more in a segment we like to call. Hey, some guy you might like to know. He has an account on Twitter.com.
God.
But he won't post a photo. I guess that's because he looks like Phil. That is the guy's real life name. One thing that we do know is he's bald. Plus he has a lot of fame. And so we have a segment called Cat Turd Corner, Cat Turd Corner, Cat Turd Corner, Cat Turd Corner, Cat Turd Corner. Cat
I think we need a whole
corner,
segment
cat
on this
turd
guy.
Corner, Cat Turd Corner. This is a corner, so. Cat Turd Corner. We check in with our friends. Cat Turd. It's at Cat Turd 2.
Do you think he would come on?
Huh?
Do you think he would come on the show?
I wonder if maybe his co-host, who talks 98% of the time on their show, would come on instead. And maybe she could sort of direct the conversation. Yeah. And every now and then he'd go, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. They was doing the same thing down here. It's just total anarchy. You got these Democrats who want to run everything, and it's just... That's how he talks.
With about that level of engagement, I think,
also. He
does live
here, right? He lives here in Tennessee, I think, right?
I don't think so. I thought it was Florida.
Dan, pull up his home address, please. Yeah, it is Florida. It is Florida, I think.
Florida man. Typical Florida man. we had these posts here. This is interesting. Actually, Dan, don't pull up his home address. Pull up these posts.
All right, here you go.
This is... He was looking for his fucking address. Don't do that. Don't do that on company time, Dan. I'm not responsible for that. I can't be held responsible for that. This is when Elon Musk announced Linda Yaccarino as the new CEO.
Call her Yaccarino.
Yeah. Linda Yaccarino. That's what I say when my mom and dad made me eat broccoli. Yep. Hello? The new CEO of Twitter. Dan, do you know Linda Yaccarino?
Why would I know
Italian broad?
Yeah, I thought maybe
Excuse
she was
me, DB?
Italian broad. This one.
No, she's going to focus primarily on business operations, while I, Elon Musk, focus on product design and new technology. Looking forward to working with Linda, blah, blah, blah. Now, she is woke. That's the problem with this, by the way. She's woke. She's a wokey.
Yeah, she's part of the World Economic Forum, which last time I checked is the guys who want us to eat bugs and do other stuff. I don't know what the World Economic Forum is.
Damn. Wait, that's what it stands for?
Yeah, I think so. World Economic Forum.
I actually thought it stood for Woke Economic Forum.
The Woke Economic Forum is an independent international organization committed to improving the state of the world by engaging business, political, whatever.
Some crap fake job that I would love to have. I would love to have that money. Yeah. But now Cat Turd, let's see. What do you think Cat Turd thought about this? He says, Elon Musk, the woke mind virus. Oh, by the way, classic dumb guy affectation here of spaces, not just after the ellipses, but before the ellipses as well. So it's Elon Musk space dot 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 space. Like he's typing it on a typewriter. I don't know why. The woke mind virus is a threat to the world. Also, Elon Musk, I just hired a far left. So he's, what he really means to do is he means to do a colon here. He's actually doing like a script almost, like a monologue from Musk, and he doesn't know how to do that. And this is the guy who wrote a book, which, by the way, you owe us a report on.
Yeah, the report is incoming. I think it'll be here next week. I've written a whole thing on it. Big, long article.
You wrote an article on the book?
Just like a book report, I guess you could call it.
What was the name of the book?
Rabbit skin.
So he goes on and says, also, Elon Musk, I just hired a far left loon deeply infected with the woke mind virus to run Twitter. Twitter 2.0 was fun while it lasted. Get ready for it to suck again.
Are any women out here fucking guys who say woke mind virus? Are any women like out here fucking dudes who say the phrase woke mind virus and stuff like that?
I can't
be, right?
It's so hard to imagine. But I can't tell you how many times
you go home with a guy and he starts talking about,
and I start fucking him and I go, God damn it. Every time I see like the equivalent of a monster truck on the road and then they've got like the Blue Lives Matter and the huge rims and the like three, they've got basically like the xenomorph steps that come out of the side of the truck because it's too big for their old asses to get inside.
The guy's like 5'1".
Yeah,
it's
like it comes out like...
It's like Hank Hill's dad is driving it.
Yeah. And then out of the other side steps some babe. And she's like, this is great for me. This is a great setup.
She's like wiping her mouth because she's got done sucking off the guy in the driver's seat.
Yeah, it's insane.
I just can't imagine, you know, like...
I know.
Being, like, wrapped up with someone who, like, talks like this. Or, like...
I know.
Talks about this or whatever, like...
I would think even if it's one of those guys who's, like... And there's so many... Maybe this is unfamiliar to other places, but around here, the default is to assume that men are like that in this area. So that when you talk to some guy who's not, like, I can't remember if I said this or not, but a while ago, I met a guy who's, like, a farmer... at one of the farmers markets and we got to talking and he started, I was like, oh,
makes
I really
sense.
Like
he would be there. Yeah.
Sure. It's his market. Elizabeth Warren's husband was there, but I got to talking to him. I was like, oh, I kind of like this guy. He seems nice or whatever. You know, I took his card and then he made like some like political mention or something like that. And I was like, oh God, here we go. I remember why I can't like people here. But then he flipped the script all the way around. He was totally in on everything that we would be in on. He's like, you know, like a leftish kind of guy for a farmer in Tennessee is fucking insane. Like you would never think that in a million years.
That
ago.
Is cool.
But that's the default is you assume like they're all these, you know, nasty fuckers around here. But
you seen this? They want to take away school lunch. They want to take kids' school lunch away. You seen this?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen that? Like,
yeah,
have you?
We ought to rise up, all of us. We got more power than...
Oh, fuck. Not too many of them guys floating around, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like you say all the time, like the, you know, the country music used to be about fucking hating those guys. And now it's like, country music is like, how many of those guys can we suck off? You know what I mean? Like, how many of these fucking guys, how many cops can we suck off is like the latest song. What's that guy, Morgan Wallen? Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, that guy. Cool guy.
He's a real cop sucker, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
That's cool.
All this new country stuff. I don't even know when it started, but it's just so funny to like,
it's nasty
to hear a snippet of one of these like country songs and be like, just
yeah,
this one. Yeah. I just want to throw up. It's so
first
bad.
Of all,
but people
first
love
of all,
it so much.
First of all, what you're trying to do is rap. Is what you're trying to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I mean it is. It's like the.
We all know what you're trying to do.
It's like fucking, you know, rap country stuff that they're yeah. trying to sneak in under the radar or something. We yeah. get it, dude. We know what you're doing.
Hey, is there any way we can come up with a song? Now, this is interesting. A country music guy sitting in his big fucking office. This is what we got to do here. We got to come up with a song where white people can say that they love getting fucked up and fucking each other. Is there any way we can do? Is there any way we can do this? Yeah, man, you were already doing it. You didn't have to do this where it's also about loving the flag at the same time. You don't have to throw that in. Well, we were drinking and smoking and fucking and praying. You don't have to fucking do that, too, losers.
It's so funny to go from hearing one of these, like, ultra-polished rap country, urban country songs or whatever that's coming out by these guys and then
mm-hmm.
be, like, shaking my head and then turn on, like, Woody Guthrie. Drive right. it in my car or like this land is your own. Now this
yeah.
is the real shit. But it is so fucking bad, dude. This and to live here.
So oh, forget about shit. It. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, sucks. It sucks bad. Yeah. But what are you gonna do about it?
You see that old what's her name at a concert here?
I did see that. I saw all the locals upset because
yeah, they were freaking out.
Everybody was going and taking a picture at a bench, I guess, where she sat one time or something. I don't know.
She shit on the bench, yeah.
I guess they were all going to take a picture of Taylor Swift's shit on a bench.
Doing a selfie by the log, getting close up to the
yeah
to the log.
I guess also it was like, I did see people, which this is what I've never, this is what I would describe as, I know this phrase came and went. Like, I know we're not saying this anymore. Mm-hmm. But to I don't know how else to describe it, but that is down bad to me when you're outside of the concert looking into the arena from across the street and going like, this is awesome. Like, you brought your camping chair to the pedestrian bridge across from the arena to hear the
yeah,
Taylor
that
Swift.
Sucks. But bro, also tickets are like $800 or whatever.
I'm not saying you should buy a ticket. I'm saying you listen to the radio. It's the same effect. You
yeah.
can't see it
yeah.
or nothing. What do you, what's the... I don't
how
know.
Much do you think if you had one of Taylor Swift's turds, right?
Yeah.
If you saw it, if she laid down a turd on a bench.
Yeah.
And you grabbed it,
right.
didn't mess it up or whatever, but somehow captured it.
Yeah. How am I not going to mess
and
it
put
up?
Put it in like epoxy.
Uh-huh.
And like, so you had it, you know, encased in this
right.
Epoxy or resin or whatever. How much do you think that would go for? One of her turds.
$90,000.
We got to get that turd.
We got to get that turd.
Like tunneling through her toilet.
Yeah. Doing like the Doctor Strange portals like under her ass. I'm in.
Jesse,
I don't know.
Stop eating all the turds. We have to save some of them.
Sorry.
We have to try and sell this shit.
I didn't have lunch.
People are goo goo gaga for this Taylor Swift character. They really love her
yeah,
stuff.
I give it 6 months. She'll be out of the business.
Yeah. You talk about fake country music. Yeah, let's take her down a peg. We're all immediately killed.
The only reason I know anything about it was because I saw people like bitching about it on like the Nashville subreddit or something. It was just
yeah.
like, here's the traffic's already bad. Or it was like, shut up, dude. Don't fuck. Just go watch TV or something until it passes or whatever. You gotta have somebody hold your hand through this.
Yeah.
It's the first time.
You've oh God. Had
bad
oh
traffic.
God. Oh God.
Just curious. How bad is the traffic going to be on Nolensville Pike? How the fuck should we know? Like, are you posting about every fucking thing, every problem that you have? It's so ridiculous.
That's what Reddit is, actually.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, that's what humanity is. Yeah, but that's like
people like cap. Here's what I don't like: taking pictures of people outside.
Yeah.
In public when they're not expecting it or whatever. I saw somebody do that.
Yeah.
It was like, this bitch has a laptop at the coffee shop or whatever. But they were like doing it for real. They were like, she's playing a video game at the. Like, you're that desperate for like content, interaction, and likes or whatever. You got to fucking just. It's just somebody like living their life.
Yeah.
I saw this guy on the subway.
All right. It's different when you're doing it ironically, is what you propose.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. Who cares?
I'm actually not sure either. I truly. What have we been talking about for 36 minutes? I don't know.
I mean. I don't know either.
I had another cat turd update here. This is for Wall Street Silver, which I don't know if it's like, and this is talk about another Reddit thing. I know Wall Street Bets is a Reddit thing, and I know they use this avatar.
Yeah.
But I also know there are like myriad imitators, competitors, whatever, where it's like memeing like stocks and crypto
stuff.
Wall Street
Silver guy, the Tesla economics guy, the fucking...
Yeah,
who's there's another guy. All of these little hangers.
Mars catalog,
like the fucking the pieces of shit.
Yeah.
On Elon's asshole.
Yeah,
that
barnacles.
He can't wipe off. Yeah, and I mean, Cat Turd's right there along. He hates the fucking website. He's bitched about it for so long. When the previous owners had the website, he bitched and bitched.
Yeah,
they're censoring us. Blah blah blah. They finally got their guy in there. And now he just won't stop bitching about other stuff.
They're still censoring us. He's still throttled, limited.
Just love bitching, dude. Just embrace it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter, ultimately, because he's a stain, so who cares? But I don't know how much of it is, like, him actually not understanding what's going on and bitching because he's really actually mad.
It's another fucking... You can't tell if it's real.
Yeah.
But, you know, like seeing all these like fake posts and stuff like that, like I was talking about in the chat or wherever it was the other day, like seeing just like a, seeing like a fake post or something like that and being like, well, this is ridiculous, or quote tweeting and being like, well, this is absolutely, it's like,
yeah,
it's like, who cares? I mean, it could be real, it could be fake. It's like the fact that you're like spending energy talking about it is like the problem.
Mike, that's a great segue for our next segment, real or fake. Nah, I wish I fucking had one. How good would that have been, huh? Wouldn't that have been good if I had one?
That would have been great.
I fucking set you up
you
on the whole Taylor Swift.
You just didn't have time to do it or what? You just didn't want to do it for the fans. They love that.
I told you yesterday when we met, I was like, hey, if you got anything for this, you know, feel free to sketch it out. You're like, oh yeah, I'll fucking, yeah.
Hard to do stuff.
I would like an accounting of your time from 12:30 yesterday afternoon.
Buddy,
to 2 p.m. today.
You and me both. You and me both. Like those fucking guys who get abducted by aliens and shit. Just walk. You were just here like 5 minutes ago.
I left you coffee in hand on the couch with a to-do list. And 24 hours later, you're in the same spot.
I wrote some stuff down.
Okay. All right.
I got some ideas. I tried out that Trello stuff and
you did.
Got a little board working on there. Yeah.
Well, it's not supposed to be entertaining, Mike. It's supposed to be work related. Kobe. Yeah, we need to do that. No, Wall Street Silver. I can't remember the last time I actually read a printed newspaper. Why are they still cutting down trees and dumping it all in landfills? This is quote tweet from a page that's all about how much they hate the New York Times, I think.
Yeah.
Which this is another one of those where you go, I wonder if this are they attacking the New York Times from the left or from, I think we all know, of course, but also
why do you care? Like why do you care about this? Like you're talking about fucking printing newspapers and stuff. Like
yeah.
It's just another, it's like we don't have anything else to like worry about. It's
well
like
these guys in particular hate the New York Times.
I know, but it's like
so that's what their
such a fucking
is.
Weird thing to, it's like the, you know, all the politicians with the trans stuff and stuff like, it's like, this is our biggest issue as like a species or whatever. We got fucking,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's a yeah,
nasty
they're all
world, you know?
they're all levers for power that they're pulling at any point. So they can pull the lever for more power. They're going to pull that lever. It's very easy to pull. So that's what they do. It's
the fact that people are like, just get sucked up into these like small issues that don't fucking matter. And like, this is the biggest thing. Russiagate or whatever the fuck. It's like, dude, you got guys like outside your door who are just like dying on the street because they don't have medical care.
There is probably an academic understanding of this phenomenon that I don't know that I could put into words, but
I love recognizing that something is happening and not having the words to, I mean, not being able to put it in words and
can't
and,
articulate what's happening to you. You're like a fish in a fishbowl and you're like, damn, a lot of shit going on out there. It's like swimming back and forth.
I'll just get high and ignore it. Not my business.
Going into my little castle. Well, castle's looking good. That's what our life is like. No, I don't know. Is it called context collapse? I'm not really sure if that's what that means or not. But basically the idea from my point of view is that, you lose sight of things that are actually happening and are immediate to you and the people around you. And that also could have global effects on everyone else because you're so worried about like, they changed the mascot for pancake syrup. Like that's like, when that becomes the most pointed thing that you have to worry about on a daily basis and your checking account is like minus $280.
Yeah.
Like you weren't buying the fucking syrup anyways, dude. Like you didn't have the money to buy the, you have to figure out your life. They're fucking you. Like wake up a little bit, you know, I don't know. That's it's a nasty cycle.
No introspection at all. No, self-reflection. No,
that's true.
It's just so strange of a, like a phenomenon. And the people, of course, people recognize it. People in power recognize that.
Yeah.
And it's a tool, like you said, to keep you. You need to put on the fucking glasses.
You do. You do. And probably use some brain supplements as well. We'll get to that in a minute. Musk said, printing over 100 million newspapers a day is a waste of natural resources. Whatever. I don't care one way or the other on that. I do notice he's subscribed to the Wall Street Silver thing. Probably using the company card to subscribe to all of the Twitter blue people, I guess. Cat Turd says, unlike toilet paper, which is worth every tree. Can you parse that for me? What is the...
Yeah.
What is he doing? What does he think he's doing?
Don't know.
Okay, so Musk is already saying the New York Times is a waste of paper. And then you say, unlike toilet paper.
Yeah, he's saying that toilet paper is precious because you need it to wipe your butt. Very funny. Making a toilet humor joke or whatever.
That's what it is. It's just poop.
With his buddy, Elon.
It's just poop. I poop.
Who you shit talk all the time. I don't understand. I don't care. I hope something very bad happens. I gotta pee. Can we cut right here?
Anyway, now obviously today's episode is a little loosey-goosey. Of course, we didn't write anything or prepare for this episode because of the WGA strike. Mike, I wanted to give you a few minutes to talk about what's going on there and why that's important to you.
I mean, the writers are demanding like such a small percentage of the overall budget that it doesn't make sense to not pay them, and you're going to have all of your projects shut down, and it's going to injure the studios more than it's going to injure the writers in the long run, I think, because of public opinion and whatnot. So you've unfortunately made your bed and now you must lie in it.
There's something so special about what you were just able to accomplish, which I want to give you credit for, because you didn't know I was going to ask you that question. So you had to do that off the dome, which was really incredible work by you. But there's something that's so captivating about having the superficial surface level knowledge of
rocks,
an item or issue, and giving sort of a soundbite like you might to one of your kids' friends' dads who asks you what's going on. Like being able to say, like, if the guy says, like, you meet a guy and he goes, like, how about this weather we've been having lately? And you, having been inside for the last 72 hours with the windows closed, have no idea what's been happening with the weather.
Yeah.
You might have to go like, well, it looked like it was going to rain the other day, but then, I don't know, I guess it came through. We didn't get any on our side of town. I don't know if you did or not.
I'm so bad at that in real life. I was at my uncle's funeral, so I was like talking to all my aunts and uncles and cousins and all that shit.
By the way, it fucked up our recording schedule for you. But it's,
I know. I know. I fucking mentioned that to everybody. I was like,
couldn't hold on.
I should be at home on the computer. Having to like explain what my job is. Yeah. I thought that nobody would care, you know, but like a surprising number of aunts and uncles approached me and was like, what's your podcast all about?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I got to explain crowdfunding or whatever.
I'm actually here just to celebrate the life of my uncle or whatever. It's not really about, it's not really about me.
A really good time for me. So
I don't know if you know, my uncle just passed.
But also, like, yeah, making small talk with my other uncle was like, yeah, we just, he's telling me about all the work he's doing on his, like, property and clearing brush and putting up a building and stuff like that. And in the moment, I was just like, so, I just couldn't come up with anything to say.
Just what do you mean? Just racked by grief? Or, like, what was the...
well, it was more like... damn, that's crazy. I don't do any of that stuff or know any of the relevant questions to ask you about it. I couldn't even come up with, you doing all that yourself? Like,
wow.
I thought of that much later.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good
one. I should have come up with, doing all that yourself?
You got a guy?
Like
you're with you? Yeah, something.
Couldn't
anything.
Do it in the moment. Yeah.
That's crazy is definitely level zero of what you want to be able to put out there. Yeah.
You want to like pretend like you have absorbed some of it, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Maybe what you could do is just reword what they said and say it back to them.
I think that is like an abuse tactic, what you're describing. I think
I think it's a very smart technique, conversational technique.
I think it's what people do when they want to manipulate other people into doing what they want.
You just kind of reword what they said and kind of bend it to your will. Make it sound like it's their idea.
Doing like therapeutic talk on your uncle with his barn. Now I'm hearing you say that you want a new barn out in the west pasture. Is that right?
That sounds difficult. I'm just trying to the shit not loading fast enough in my brain.
Yeah, you gotta be able to have some other kind of thing. Maybe you could say like, well, lumber's come down a lot from where it was last year, but you have to know about like,
you have to keep up with
general market.
Prices and stuff like that.
But you could just say in general, like, you know, economy.
It's compounded by the fact that I was high, but it's hard to come up with stuff to say. I'm not a conversationalist. You know, I don't like talking.
What happened to the old barn?
Yeah.
There was probably another one, wasn't there? Right?
Was there another barn before that? Like, just fucking.
Yeah.
Man, you are the worst guy to talk to. This sucks. What? Yes, there was another. It was an old barn. Yeah, of course. The fuck?
Weather must have got to it. That's what you say.
Do you drive a car? Yes, I drive a car. What is that?
Oh, boy. So we didn't. We didn't prepare anything for the episode out of respect. But we did have a few things we had leftovers from. I wish I had the leftover. Oh, that's what we should call this. Right?
The leftovers.
Shouldn't it be the leftovers instead of in the cut?
That was a show. Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the OA for the leftovers. Same kind of vibe, I think. Same kind of vibe. Didn't watch either one of them. Oh, he's doing the moves. Did you watch that or something?
Yeah, I saw it. This should be the new thing. This is called The Leftovers.
And then it kind of hangs back in the cut just a little bit.
And it's basically where we look at the segments that weren't quite good enough, the Kickstarters that were not quite good enough. All the segments weren't good enough. If we looked at the Kickstarter campaigns that were not quite good enough for the main show in the past couple of weeks, I save them in a little folder. Which I will now, moving forward, be calling the whatever I said before. I got a few here, Mike. This one is interesting to me. In part because of what we talked about yesterday when I was over at your house. Look at this. This is the bird mic. When I was over at your house, I was saying to you, Mike, you really ought to get you a set of wings and fly around.
And be the bird mic is what
I thought
said.
You should be the bird mic. And you kind of looked at me quizzically, like, where is this coming from? You know, Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it's because subconsciously I was aware of this, the Bird mic project from Barcelona,
you
Spain.
You knew that you were going to see this a day later.
Do you ever have visions of what you're going to see a day later?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
You do, right?
You ever done that where you have like a dream and then later on something happens and you're like, fuck, I dreamed this. It's happened to me a couple times.
What do you think that is? Is that just your brain being fucked up from a lot of drugs?
No, I don't think so.
Hmm. It's probably the thing it seems like it is, predicting the future with your subconscious mind. The Bird mic is the parabolic microphone for listening to birds. In all seriousness, when we were over there the other day, I saw your bird buddy in the yard. I have seen birds from it. You share the birds with me, and I enjoy seeing the birds. But this time, seeing it from the other angle, almost like in the director's chair, I saw what was going on. That was pretty cool.
Got to see it firsthand, huh?
I did. Saw the,
I mounted it right outside my window, and I put the cat litter box thing. It's like a fucking piece of furniture.
Yeah, like a buffet table. Yeah,
that's one buffet you don't want to.
Yeah. Oh, brother, I think I'm having the dirty rice again.
This is crunchy. I put in the cat's beds on it in the cat tree right there. So they got their whole fucking, this is like a fucking, I installed like a new entertainment system for them. So I put the bird buddy outside the window, and these birds just come out there all day long, JF.
Cool.
These cats are loving it. We got a squirrel the other day and they fucking lost their minds.
Oh yeah, I bet. Yeah, they're up nice and close. I noticed you had I didn't know you got a second bird buddy. I noticed you had the second one over pointing, I think, through your neighbor's bathroom is what it looked like to me.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I thought that was an interesting move there.
Oh, yeah. If
the bird's kind of coming over and looking at... She's a lady over there that you're sort of...
And there's a guy, too. I'm getting it all. This is a fucking big satellite dish.
It is. Yes. Yes.
For listening to a bird.
This to me feels like a flavor miss when the bird buddy is already out there and
the bird buddy is kicking ass and taking fucking names. It's the rare product.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and endorse this product, JF. I will. There's some caveats with the bird buddy. The battery doesn't last crazy long.
Yeah.
The picture on it, not the best.
Right.
But it's a fucking smart bird feeder camera thing. It rocks. Yeah.
Great. That feels like something that will be ironed out with further iterations, battery size and camera quality. I think at first it did seem like maybe there was some security issues around access to the cameras, right? Doesn't that sound right? Like they were they open?
I think there's, you can, so when you get a picture of a bird, you can choose whether you want to make it public or save it to your like private thing.
Like this right here. Dan, is this on screen for him? Can he see this?
What kind of bird is that? I don't have my freaking camera. Oh, there's two of them. They're mating. I don't know. I think you can, all the shit's posted publicly. I don't know that there's, I think we looked into this.
Is there geotags on the picture?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. So they're smart enough not to do that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
But maybe the problem I had with it was, it's like maybe it wasn't obvious to everyone that pictures were going in the public feed if it's your backyard, or maybe I'm just like hyper crazy.
The
about
UI
that kind
is
of shit.
Kind of crazy. Like it's kind of cluttered and shitty, to be honest with you. But, they could do some work on that. Cause it is kind of like you get a fucking picture of a bird and it's like all blurry. And then you gotta tap like six different things to like delete it and stuff. It's just a fucking,
I will say in that respect, crap. It's no different than basically every other product in this space. So they're in good company. Every single thing is like, at least they haven't fucking abandoned it yet. Wait till Google buys it. Google has now purchased Bird Buddy. You might as well dig a fucking Bird Buddy shaped hole in your yard. Like,
a couple more iterations, like you said, and they'll, you know, have shoved ads in every space and kind of segmented these features that were free and kind of segmented them off for like a subscription tier or whatever, just like they're doing with Twitter and stuff. Retweets are now like $10 or whatever the fuck.
I'm waiting for the day that it says, we now have our ad supported tier on Bird Buddy, and it's like a robin flying up to your Bird Buddy camera. with a little sign in its mouth that says, you know, check out GoDaddy.com. And I'm sitting here going, I thought this was like a real, I thought this was like a bird that wanted to eat some food, and it's just an ad?
Well, it's always a bummer when you have a product or service that you are kind of enjoying, and they ruin it by adding more features or trying to basically, I mean, squeeze more money out of the fucking thing. Because it's like, you have a fucking product that does a thing, and you that people pay money for the thing. Okay, then that's it. That's all the money that we're going to get out of this guy.
Yeah.
Now how do we get more money out of these motherfuckers? It's like squeezing fucking, you know,
Louise.
I don't know. It's just like squeezing Louise. It's like that old phrase, squeezing
that old
Louise.
Just not, it's legitimately funny to imagine purchasing a product or service one time and then using it for decades to come.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny to think about? That used to be everything you ever bought.
Yeah.
And not that long ago, even. That was what
you
did.
They started doing like subscriptions for stuff and like, you know, AutoCAD subscriptions and Photoshop subscriptions and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's craziness.
I don't know. I guess I understand it. I guess I do understand it. For one thing, it's the only way I make money or ever will. But I do think also it's kind of weird. Like, I do find myself questioning more now, how do video game companies make money when all they do is just sell the game and that's it? Because
yeah,
they sell you the game one time. People are like, oh, they're bitching. Like, oh, this game's $70. Okay. Well, the games have been $60 for like 35 years or whatever. So it's maybe okay if it's $70 now for one. But also, like, how the fuck do they keep, like, that game gets sold 10 more times before it stops getting played by some little grubby-handed loser? You know, how, and they're still, they just have to churn out more games and games and games. That seems crazy to me that they can't. I know everything now is like there is monetization in most games, but you know, for like Nintendo, Zelda was this huge game. I hope they sell a bunch of fucking copies of Zelda because that's it. Like, they can't.
I don't think they're in any trouble there. I think it's sold like millions of copies in like 3 days or something like that.
Yeah, I know. I know. I still just don't get, like, if you put out a game, if you're one of the regular guys who puts out a game for $12, you go, here I go, I hope this fucking sells, because it took me 3 years to do this.
Yeah.
Like, the Reddit fake post of, I quit my job and spent 3 years working on this game, I hope it sells out. Like, presumably that's real, or that was real at one time, right? I know it's just
fake
now.
Or like,
fake now.
You know, anybody doing music or something, you know?
Yeah.
You can make a living off of it.
That's the thing. I don't know. I guess it's just like a matter of the top and bot. The top and then everyone else, I guess, is just how it works. That was almost the name of the show.
The name of the show.
I'm the top. Look at me. I'm the top now. The bird, Mike. First of all, big problem here. It looks like Birdemic, which is that movie. So that's the first thing you got to worry about.
What the fuck?
I didn't see it, but I'm aware of it. Let's watch the video.
This is the Bird Mic, the only parabolic microphone you can connect your mobile phone and headphones to. Small and lightweight, it is designed for your smartphone to attach to the device, identifying birds in real time.
How are we feeling about the
big
satellite
for those
that we attach to our phone? How are we feeling about that?
Kind of not wanting to be the guy walking around with the satellite microphone in my hand, pointing it at things and smiling.
You think you could fucking, like, you think you could just could go through like houses and stuff? You could hear people's conversations. That's crazy, right?
The thing you just made up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a bird, if you're, you know, one of these bird guys.
Yeah.
You see in the parks and stuff.
Yeah.
These annoying bird guys. I guess this would be cool, but I can't see anybody like carrying around this big satellite thing. But I don't know.
Look at the range of the bird mic. It's getting birds from the tree trop to the trunk.
Tree trop to the damn trunk.
I guess this is specifically for bird watching and not just for casual bird enjoying like what you do, right? So this is like, but then if you're a bird watcher, do you need to have the app tell you it's a nightingale in the tree? Like, isn't that sort of the whole thing of it, is that you like try to figure it out on your own? What is the, I'm not sure. I actually don't know what the point of bird watching is now that I'm saying it out loud. Why do you do that?
I think it's to like No different birds.
Is it like when you go to Disney World and you get Goofy to sign your autograph page? And you're like, I got Goofy. Now I have to get Pluto. Like, is that what you're trying to do with birds?
I think it's to know, like, what birds you encounter so that you know their weaknesses. You can,
okay.
You take them down if it ever comes, to it.
That makes sense. So you're basically, this is basically just information gathering. This is, you're doing OPSEC right now. You're trying to figure out.
I mean, it does look like something some FBI guy would have in
his
day.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Many birds migrate at night and call as they fly. You can plug bird mic in all night to detect migratory birds. Ugh, I don't like this.
You don't like birds?
Is that what's happening every night? A bunch of birds flying over my head every night? And they're cawing at each other?
They're fucking up there.
That's sort of horrifying to think about. I don't think that this has the mass appeal of the bird buddy, but for a very specific use case,
yeah,
I guess I can see this.
How
wildlife photographers, they've raised $9,000 of $41,000, and it's about $160 for the bird mic.
That's not bad. See, no. Another ding for the bird buddy.
Yeah,
they just came out with the bird buddy smart hummingbird feeder and smart bird bath. Bird buddy is going all out. Balls to the wall. They said, fuck it. We're the bird people.
We're the bird guys, yeah.
And they came out with their second and third device. But check it out. The fucking price on these, on the motherfucker.
Yeah.
The price on the little motherfucker is like, what is it? Like $174 for the, and that's 20-some percent off, I think. 25% off. Super early bird.
God, how lucky did they get with that?
Oh, wow, yeah. That just hit for me. I just got that.
Lucky ducks.
$250 maybe for a fucking...
Mm-hmm.
That's too much, bro. $100. That's your price point.
Yeah, I guess when... I mean, it didn't seem like a lot to me considering the technology, but I guess when the baseline for this is popsicle sticks glued together, yeah, maybe that is a little bit high.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe, you know, the battery lasts longer or whatever. Maybe it's, I don't know if it's worth 100 fucking,
can somebody
200
please,
and some bucks.
Somebody please Photoshop DB right now chugging on a big jug of copium, because that's all this is. You're going to buy it anyways.
Nah.
You're going to buy it anyways. You're hooked on it.
The bird bath, maybe, bro. Not the, give a fuck about a hummingbird.
Anyway. This is the bird mic. Just feels like a step backwards, I think, overall. This is another one here. This one, we need to watch more of the video on this one to get you a better clue of what this one is. This is called The Bounce. This is a family versus family team building tournament of games. This is, I'm of two minds of this. I'm going to let you watch a little bit of it. I don't know. They just took a song. I don't know. The biggest pool table ever, 7 meters long. The smallest soccer field ever. I don't know why that's too, but okay. And it kind of shows.
Oh, shit.
This must be the demo video for the product. I don't think this is from the proposed location. But they're like, that guy just used his head to hit a cue ball.
His head.
I don't know.
Soccer and pool combined into one game.
So you go and like stand on the table and then like head or like you get on the ground and crawl around on it a little bit. Now this is the product video for the Virtua Omni, maybe, is what this is. This is like a VR arena. Yeah, turn the music down a little bit on this. So this is like,
yeah, this is like a VR game platform thing where you stand on it and you can run.
What do you think about those, the free running things?
I mean, I don't know. probably cool for like 5 seconds. And then.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Cool in theory, but ultimately.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the old VR headset. I was like, well, I haven't plugged that in a while. And I was thinking about it. I was like, well, Yeah, because you got to do a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Unhook cords and stuff like that. A
lot of setup. A lot of setup.
This is cool. What does this have to do with the...
So these are two different things that are going to be in the bounce. So you've got the Omni Arena.
Your seats, everybody, because you won't want
and you've got the pool table... Whatever thing. The pool table... Whatever that thing was.
Okay, so this is...
It's a family fun center,
family
basically.
Entertainment center for the greater Greer, South Carolina area. So they want to make like an arcade thing.
Basically, yeah. It's really funny to watch these guys running at each other in their little circles and shooting their little control. I mean, that looked so dumb. I think the main thing holding that stuff back for me is that the games look like generic screensavers.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to play that. Okay, now here's this other one. This is like human foosball, I think.
Yo!
Like it's like an inflatable, and you've got people, they strap their hands into the foosball thing and walk back and forth and kick.
That's
or whatever.
Cute.
This is giving summer camp, for sure. Now, you took his hands out. That's cheating. Let's see what else we got here. This is from Sanzaru Games, Halloween 1989. We got some Marvel characters on the table. Looks like officially branded Marvel.
Looks
some
like super official, yeah. What does this have to do with?
These are all things that are going to be going on at the Family Fun Center. So these kids are dressed up as superheroes. God, I wish we were real heroes. But now we can be. Kind of a long trailer.
In VR?
It's more VR stuff. So,
yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, he's Captain America with the shield.
Oh, my shield!
Now, who do you think she's going to be? Yep, Wolverine. Time to slash him up, bub. Whatever he says. They're in
That's
the world.
What he says, yeah.
They're in the world now. They're fighting. One of those things
this
where
isn't,
I...
They didn't create this. So this
I don't,
is from...
This, yeah. This is an existing game,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
There comes the baddie. Oh, shit. It's Thanos. This does seem like a no-brainer for what would be a smash hit VR game. But it probably sucks.
Yeah.
Which I would think is sort of the... That's actually sort of the premise of all VR games is... You look at this and you go, that looks like it would actually be like a big fun game. And then you play and you go, this is dog shit. And then you see one that's like, that's stupid. It's like putting two rocks on top of each other and it's the best game you've ever played. That's basically what VR is. it does say coming soon, your VR Aircade. I don't know if that's on the Bounce creators or if that's just on the video of Marvel guy. I'm not sure. So the reason I'm sort of split.
Can we get into like some of this stuff where we're opening like a family fun center, bounce castle place, and we constantly have shootings at the place? And
yeah,
are these guys making money or?
I don't know. A place that genuinely cost maybe $1.3 million for the build out, and on a slow day we rake in $76 at the concession stand. And go, holy shit, what is going on? Like, that must be the business prospect of these types of...
Like,
and meanwhile...
In an old grocery store that closed down, take over, put in a bounce castle place.
Yeah.
And constantly have shootings there until you get shut down.
By the way, also being sort of the default babysitter for everybody as well, people just coming in, opening the door and dropping their kids off and peeling out of the parking lot, and you're like, we're not equipped, so we can't, you know, we don't have a license for this.
This is a baby. You can't leave a baby here.
So I think the Family Fun Center, I'll say it. I think Family Fun Centers are fun. I like going to them sometimes. I also find now that as my kids are really in the age where birthday parties are a big deal, there is like fucking no place to take your kids for birthday parties.
There's no fun stuff to do, you know, like no kids are hanging out at the mall, you know.
What did you do?
By the way, I drove by fucking, you know what I drove by?
No.
Drove by Squirty Worm when I was home.
Oh my God.
closed down.
No, COVID. Was
the
it?
The worm went crazy. The worm went crazy. Yeah, that's a fucking book by Bruce Coville.
Who? I think family fun centers are a big deal. Well, yeah, where did you go? Where did you go for birthday parties as a kid? Can you remember where you went? Where
do you worm, motherfucker?
Was that it? Was that the joint?
That was it. That was the place. That was the spot. You go to Squirty Worm.
Yeah.
Get you tickets. That was a lot of fun.
We did go there. We went to roller rinks as well. We went to, trying to think, one that stuck out for me is I definitely remember a girl having her party at McDonald's.
That's pathetic.
It wasn't great. Chuck E. Cheese, Discovery Zone. Trying to think of where else. Movie theaters. Definitely a movie theater party would be fun.
Yeah. What are parents of, you know, teenage kids like doing with their kids?
Teenagers, anymore? Forget about it. Teenager, I don't know.
Teenagers, yeah.
I don't know. Because
there's no, you know.
They're putting them in the army. I don't know what the fuck you do with a teenager.
When I was a kid, I just went over to my friend's house and I hung out next to him on the computer while he used the computer.
That was fun. That was
a lot of my teenage years. No kids are doing that these days.
You ever think about how much time you wasted doing that kind of stuff?
Nah, never thought about it. Never thought about that yesterday.
That's good.
How much time I've spent on the computer.
Yeah. So anyways, I think they're a lot of fun, and they can be crucial community points, I think, for a lot of people.
It's crazy how there's like, what is it called? There's no third place or whatever to spend your time between like work and
right
and home. And that's true. I mean, it's true. Like all the shit's gone. All the stores are closing down.
I think that's true. Yes. People will make fun of me for being a corny ass old millennial, but to me, the mall was good. I liked the mall. I know that most of it was spending money, but you know, my wife will fondly recall from time to time. I mean, honestly, letting the mall be her babysitter when she was a kid, her mom, her working parent would drop her off at the mall with like $10 and be like, this has got to last you all day. So
yeah,
good luck.
Crazy to think about.
I mean, it's super insane and I wouldn't do that now, but I just mean, it wasn't always incredibly expensive and there was a place where you could go and feel relatively like, all right, this will be okay today.
Left my kid at the hotel the other night. He's 14. And I went to my mom's, which was like 9 miles away from the hotel. And I'm still like texting him like, hey, how's it going, man? Just checking in. You haven't burned the place down yet, have you?
Yeah.
Still checking in. It's like our fucking parents were just like letting us. I don't know. It's an old guy thing to talk about. But
it is an old guy thing to talk about. And it's still true. And I agree with a lot of what old guys think and say and do. So that actually. But my other problem with it, just as a Kickstarter project, is we don't live in Greer, South Carolina.
Yeah.
You can't
that was
be expecting
for me.
For that reason, I'm out.
$250,000.
You can't expect people not in your community to be giving you $250,000 to open up. You know, it's not even for charity.
It's,
you know,
it's your business.
It's not like some fascist guy killed someone that we all want to raise money for. You know what I mean? We're not all trying to keep this murderer out of jail. That's one thing.
Come back when you strangle a homeless guy. And
hey.
They won't talk.
We can lock hands across the country and say we're protecting our very scary murderers.
Something we can all agree on is we're not donating to help each other out.
Yeah.
We're donating when a conservative guy murders.
Yeah, if you want 250 grand for your business, you better start saying some pretty scary rhetoric. You better start talking about which kind of people should be exterminated. That's about the only way to get 250 grand for no reason in this country. Right now they have 21 bucks. I just didn't think, I don't want to shit on an idea that's like four kids basically, but this is a tough ask as a business proposition.
They can't do anything about it.
That's true. They're helpless. So you make a good point. Couple more here. This one was, I don't know about this one. I don't know if it's, if is this just the, just look at this.
Now, what is that? That looks like, that looks like, so what happened here is, this looks really gross. Living sustainably to show our planet some much needed love. Numa, PNEUMA, brings forth vegan and traditional meals garden to table with vast entertainment from artists of all genres. And the image here is of some type of, I'm guessing, a food item.
Yeah, this was my problem with this one, is that I don't know what it is, and the video is long and rambling, but really the main takeaway for me is that the image that they use on this thumbnail looks like a big...
Looks like an open wound. It
yeah.
looks like an infected sore.
It looks like a meatball stuffed full of like fly carcasses or something.
It's got pus in it.
It looks like total hell. It looks absolutely disgusting. But the video is, I don't know. I think it's just like a lady talking for the most part. The dog's walking around.
How many motherfucking dogs you got, lady? Goddamn.
Some people can't control how many dogs they have.
Three dogs? That's a bit much.
Okay.
I think she actually has like five. Six. Okay, this video stuff.
All of this could have been cut. You know what I mean? You don't need any of this.
Squeaky ass door from WD-40 on that motherfucker.
And then hit the screen door while you're at it. And maybe take some of the stickers off the screen door. None of my business, but it just seems weird. This is like, I think it's like some kind of homesteading project, maybe. And to a certain extent, a commercial restaurant. But it's not really
clear. Excited. For the new way in which we dine and vibe within the community, Numa will provide garden fresh from farm, garden to table, organically grown produce and herbs to enhance every meal. Okay.
So, is it a restaurant, or are you supplying restaurants? The Wildlife Cafe. I mean, this is a mostly silent, except for static noise and breathing, video of, I guess, sort of like a country backyard area.
Yeah. Can't hear you.
Yeah, you really can't. You really can't hear it. Grandmother and father were both. And I think the garden, I don't have a green thumb at all, but this garden does seem, I would say, overrun a little bit with some of the weeds.
Looks dry. Looks dead and dry.
Well, there's no pussy around there for sure. I don't see, yeah.
Hate this motherfucking apartment.
I wouldn't say that there's any potential, and that's a laundry basket full of, I think, pipes. So, I don't think that there's potential here for a rest.
Old tires here. What the fuck is she doing with all this fucking shit? You got a landfill in your backyard.
That's a bunch of plastic trash. I'm wondering if it's like also some kind of recycling endeavor.
Oh my god.
And you're covering the microphone now.
Yeah.
There's styrofoam too.
I just can't really, I don't know what the business potential here is.
Were you you're a hillbilly, JF.
Yeah.
Did you guys burn your trash when you were a kid?
Yes, there were trash burnings. There were also holes in which certain appliances may have found a permanent home over time.
I was just remembering with my cousins, the time when there was like an old car in my grandma's driveway or whatever. I don't remember why I was there.
Well, sometimes like, old cars were just in driveways in those days.
A lot of old cars there. somebody had hit a snake on the road and like put it in their car and brought it home for some reason. I forget why. But they
we used to do, if you're here, that sounds weird to you. We used to do that. Times have changed now.
They put this old snake on a car and like told one of my other cousins to go get something from the car or something like that. And he saw the snake and got scared, and it was very funny.
Yeah.
I was like 9 years old. Give me a break. But
yeah,
very funny when it happened, but I forget what the point of that was. What were we talking about? Fuck.
I think it was just one of those things.
What were we talking? People having stuff in their yards or whatever.
That's right.
Weird fucking thing. Dan, cut that. Weird tangent to go.
Well, I think your point is well taken, is that you had to make your own fun.
Yeah. Ah, fuck.
And sometimes there's just these little treasures, you know. I think that this might be a restaurant idea. It says vast entertainment for the whole family, from rising comedians and musicians, an EV charging station, plastic recycling, art press mold, And last but not least, we will have lodging in tiny home cabins with essential accommodations and room service. I think this is more, this is what I would describe as a daydream.
Yeah.
You know, how, in fact, the other day, I think we have enough evidence to charge and convict you of daydreaming. You were sending a couple of links to the chat, and don't make that face, of sort of what I would describe as like a compound that we could maybe buy as a group of friends and go in there and be, just exist in solitude and in our data hoarding and live out the remainder of our days and stave off the apocalypse for as long as possible. It's a fun little daydream to have, right?
Yeah.
The first one you sent sort of looked like a little culty, but I think we could spruce it up.
The one with the military, like, there was like a legit like compound in the on the property where it was like a fucking like a tower.
And there was like a tower encased,
wrapped in barbed wire or whatever. This fucking It was like an Al-Qaeda training ground or something like that.
But yeah, I did see some guys doing monkey bars on there. That scared me a little bit when they were doing that.
We should buy it.
That was cool. Sick. Yeah, it was like, what, 60 something acres, $1.5 million with this.
Yeah.
It had a house on it too, which it had a nice house on it. But that would be great to get like 20 of your friends together and do that.
I need some land. I need one of my friends to buy some land and invite me to live on it for free. That's what I need.
See, daydreaming can be fun. And I think that's what this is. This is a fun little daydream for this person to have. And also, it sounds like an actually good one instead of a psychologically damaging one, such as walling off a compound for your friends, which I think would, of course, drive us all into madness, no doubt. This one is like...
form like factions and stuff.
Yeah, this is
a shootouts.
This is about health and renewal and sustainability. It's all very interesting, positive things to go for. I don't think I would plunk down $20 for an exclusive lifetime membership to your plastic-filled backyard just yet. I'd like to see it develop.
Getting some crystals vibes off this lady.
Yeah. You know what?
What's wrong with crystals, people typing?
No one is typing that who's listening to this. Interesting. I was behind this car the other day at the drop off, and there was an NRA sticker on
and
it.
Y'all were at crystals?
We was at crystals. We was at crystals, and they's taken so long to dump the fries. And no, it had an NRA sticker on it. Not weird here, but it was a Subaru. And I was like, huh?
Yeah.
A Subaru Outback with an NRA sticker on it. How many of those do you think are driving around?
There are guys out there.
You know what it was? It was a plug-in hybrid with the NRA sticker on it.
Strange.
Couldn't make heads or tails of it. Ran them off the road. $51 of 22K, three
You're
backers 20 days
me.
Ago. Anyway, those are just a few of the projects that were the leftovers. Do you like that better, or should we stick with what's better?
I mean, we have the peep drop for the fucking other one, so it's like we should.
Yeah. Let me hear it again.
And then it kind of hangs back in the cut just a little bit, but...
Yeah. Maybe it should be in the cut.
You know, maybe we just keep it.
Well, I guess for now, we probably can't write a new theme anyways, right? We don't want to do any kind of writing for the next...
Yeah, because of the fucking strike.
Little while. So we're gonna
Scabby the Rat would be outside of our fucking house in no time that we live together in. House.
That's the last thing. Well, it's actually not much of a house. It's more of like a compound where we sort of... In this compound, we shoot Scabby the Rat on site. We don't respect our producer. Danny, you awake?
Yeah, I'm here, bud. What's up?
All right. Don't say what's up at the end of the episode.